First, he diminishes their pride by pointing out that this very knowledge they thought exclusive to themselves was actually shared by all. So he says, "We know that we all have knowledge." If he had started by highlighting the harm their arrogance was causing to others, he would have done more harm than good. You see, an ambitious soul clinging to its pride would hold fast to it, even if it hurts others simply due to the tyranny of vanity. So, Paul first examines the matter on its own, just as he did before with external wisdom, tearing it down unapologetically. But in that case, it was as expected. The whole thing was quite blameworthy, so his task was fairly easy. Thus, he marks it not only as useless, but also as opposed to the gospel. But in this case, he could not do the same. The issue at hand involved knowledge, and perfect knowledge at that. He couldn't simply debunk it, but he also couldn't let their inflated sense of self-importance go unchecked. So, what does he do? Firstly, he implies that it's common knowledge, thus deflating their exaggerated pride. You see, those who possess something great and superior tend to be more prideful when they believe they're the only ones with it. But if they're shown that they share it with others, their pride no longer swells as much. He first makes the knowledge common property, as they believed it was only theirs.